Psalm 102. A prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy ears are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. The day will come, and will not tarry, when the Lord himself shall arise from his seat of glory. And he shall appear in his glory, and every eye shall see him. And he shall come and save Israel, and defend the outcasts and destitute of Jerusalem. And he shall loose the prisoners that are bound for death, and he shall gather together all the people of his kingdom in both heaven and earth, and he shall build up Zion. He shall build up the waste places, and he shall be the repairer of the breach. He shall be the restorer of paths to dwell in. He shall give strength to the weary, and power to those who are faint. He shall appear to our glory, and to be admired and praised in all those that believe. And we, and all who belong to him, shall declare the name of the Lord in Zion, the name above every name, Jesus. Jesus! We shall shout and declare his praise in Jerusalem, even to the ends of the earth. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. And all this shall happen at the set time of the Father. This day shall come, and shall not tarry. So do you feel afflicted and worn out? Are you weary with groaning and fasting? Is your heart smitten, and do you feel consumed by all the evil and enemies of the Lord? Well, so did David, and so did Jesus himself. So let us endure hardness as good soldiers of Christ. Let us, like Paul, embrace the sufferings of Christ and fellowship with him in these sufferings. Because all this trouble shall pass, and it will not be able to be compared to the far more and exceeding weight of eternal glory that shall be revealed when the set time shall come. For the Lord shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, because his years are throughout all generations. Of old, thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. They shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. And the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Psalm 102.